A new memorial to the world-famous graphic designer and artist Ladislav Sutnar has just been unveiled in his birthplace Pilsen. The enlarged set of bright building blocks for kids, designed by Sutnar in the 1920s, is located in front of the city's Faculty of Design and Art, and is part of a long-term project aimed at reviving Sutnar's memory in his homeland. Ruth Frankova has more.
The eye-catching outdoor installation, consisting of large orange and blue blocks and a chimney, serve not only as a tribute to Ladislav Sutnar's genius, but also as a seating and resting place for passers-by. The popular set of building blocks entitled Build a Town was manufactured in 1920s Czechoslovakia. As Iva Knobloch of the Museum of Applied Arts in Prague explains, the toy was inspired by Le Corbusier's revolutionary concept of solving the building crisis and poor living conditions by building prefabricated housing.
The construction set for kids answers to this call by Le Corbusier that it's necessary to teach people to live in prefabricated houses. So the construction set by Sutnar is not only beautiful by the purity of geometrical proportions and by the vital colors, but by the concept of living in non-ornamental, non-decorative houses which are able to be fabricated industrially.
Ladislav Sutnar was one of the most important graphic designers in the Czechoslovak avant-garde movement. He was a master of exhibition design, typography, poster and book design, instantly recognizable for his use of simple shapes and vivid colors. But according to Iva Knobloch, his main contribution lies in anticipating the information age.
First of all, Ladislav Sutnar is called Apostle of Information Age. I think this is a main contribution of Ladislav Sutnar to world design and visual art context. He was a founder of information design discipline, which was new in the 40s and 50s. And he anticipated information age. He wrote about it already in the 40s. So he was really not only a thinker, but also a strategist of information organization and information visualization.
While Sutnar's toys, porcelain and glass sets were produced massively in Czechoslovakia, his American work was only presented to the Czech public at a retrospective exhibition in 2003 because the communist regime tried to erase his name from the country's cultural history.
Officially, the name of Ladislav Sutnar had to be forgotten because he collaborated with Czech exile. He was a graphic designer of magazine Svědectví. He was in close contact with Pavel Tigrit. So it was reason why Ladislav Sutnar was persona non grata by the communist regime. But his name was never forgotten in Czech Republic, also thanks to activity of Museums of Decorative Arts in Prague.